The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey everyone, welcome to a special edition of the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast. I hope you are doing well. I'm Anthony Cosenza, joining you on this New Year's Eve to talk about some big news. Like I said, special edition of the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast, and happy to have you with us, joining us if you're joining us live or if you are potentially getting this little episode after the fact. We appreciate the support. Here's what we know. Marvin Lewis has been let go by the Cincinnati Bengals after 16 seasons as the team's head coach. And the Bengals are now in search of a coach. This seems to have been a Mike Brown and or management ownership decision. Whoever you want to potentially give the tip of the cap, I guess, to on that. Marvin Lewis leaves the Bengals with the most wins by any head coach in history, the most seasons coached by any coach in team history as well. So there's a lot to there's a lot here. There's a lot of history here, obviously, and things with the Bengals are now greatly in flux. I think a lot of people, even up and through yesterday, thought, you know, they'd give Marvin one more year. They'd let him bring in potentially Hugh Jackson, Vance Joseph, maybe get, you know, an all-star cast of assistant coaches, if you will, to potentially come in here and coach the team going forward. But it seems as if that's not going to happen. That doesn't mean that Vance Joseph or Hugh Jackson aren't part of the long-term plans. It just means that, you know, they are going to move in a different direction, and the Bengals are they've got a lot to sort out here, because now there's a lot of questions that now come up about the roster now that Lewis and his quote-unquote guys are gone. We're going to try and get to some questions here at the end. This is going to be a very brief episode here on New Year's. We're going to let everybody try and enjoy their holiday, but obviously this is something we need to talk about. Here's what else we know aside from Lewis being let go and it being a seemingly a management decision, so a firing, if you will. That seems to be that's kind of what's going on. The Bengals have probably their candidates that they want to interview, and then that they're lining up. There seems to be, I believe, last I checked, 8 coaching vacancies around the league. The Packers, the Cardinals, the Bengals, the Broncos, you know, among many others. So there are some interesting names out there, some that have been connected to the Bengals, some that have no connections to the Bengals. And, you know, that's kind of where we're at right now. I guess before we get to some questions and comments, I want to say this. You know, there's a lot of cynicism I'm seeing already in the live YouTube chat. I think it was Call Me Mark, by Marvin, do not hire anyone internal to replace him. So there's a lot of celebrating with Marvin Lewis's exit. And I think that that's to be expected. But I think we also need to at least take a minute and thank him, thank Marvin Lewis for what he did for the Cincinnati Bengals. If you were here for the 2002 season and you remember how dreadful that season was before, the season before Marvin Lewis took over, what he did in 2003, what he did in 2005, what he did in 2009, and then obviously from 2011 through 2015, it's something to be marveled at. And, you know, this is a necessary move, but I think we would be not remembering history correctly if we didn't at least thank Marvin Lewis or have some gratitude, some level of gratitude for what he did for the Cincinnati Bengals. And unfortunately, you know, this is something I've been thinking about a lot this season. Andy Dalton and Marvin Lewis are two of the better guys in the league, better men in the league in terms of character and whatnot. Yeah, Marvin got terse with the media and all that stuff, but they are two of the better guys in the league and two guys that deserve a championship for the things they've done for the Bengals in the community, all of that stuff. Unfortunately, I don't know if the skill levels of both of those men in the NFL will translate to a championship. Now, Marvin already has one as an assistant, but I'm talking as a head coach and obviously a starting quarterback in Andy Dalton. So I think we should start kind of by saying thank you to Marvin Lewis for his time in Cincinnati. There was a lot of frustrating moments. Some of those were out of his control. He didn't control Carson Palmer getting hurt in the wild card game. He didn't control Andy Dalton getting hurt in the 2015 season, where it seemed like they were poised to make a very deep run there as well. So, you can only blame him for so many things. And, you know, there are the other playoff losses, though, are on him, right? I mean, the Houston games, those were deplorable performances. And in some of the primetime games, just were not prepared. At any rate, that's now in the past. And the Bengals are looking to move on from Marvin Lewis and a possible new head coach. And, you know, there's some questions and comments I'm going to try and get to here. I love this one. Curious how the players feel, by Michael Myers, in our live YouTube chat. That's interesting, because yesterday I was thinking back. I don't know if you remember this or not, but there was a time in, I believe it was, gosh, when was it? They were interviewing Giovanni Bernard a couple of years ago, I believe. Maybe it was last year. I can't really remember. It was one of those times where Marvin Lewis got an extension and came back. And they literally broke the news to Bernard on camera. And, of course, he was cordial and oh, really? That's cool. Okay, Marvin's back. Cool. But he wasn't overly jubilant, at least not in a moment that seemed to be pretty candid and surprising to him. So I'm curious to know what the Bengals plans are, or the Bengals players' mindsets are. If you remember, also, for those of you who follow on Twitter, if you follow Carlos Dunlap on Twitter, there were a couple of seasons, especially in 2016 and 2017. Now this year he couldn't really complain because he got a big contract. But in 2016 he put out some cryptic tweets that kind of questioned what the Bengals were doing in terms of free agency, helping the team, and all of that. Marvin Lewis, obviously kind of one of the spearheads of what they were doing or weren't doing in those facets. So I think for a lot of those players, I think they liked Marvin Lewis. You know, you saw at the end of 2017, they didn't give up. They had some nice wins at the end of that year. They played hard, even though they were decimated. They played hard against the Steelers in week 17 this year. They played hard against the Chargers a few weeks ago. They played they didn't really give up on Marvin Lewis. They wanted to play for him. But I think everybody is kind of like, well, maybe even Lewis himself. Maybe it's just all around almost a sense of relief in saying, you know what, this is what needs to happen. I got this. It was a tweet to me basically asking, you know, do I think that the next coach that the Bengals will come in, will this be a Mike Brown hire? Will this be a Katie Blackburn hire? Will it be, you know, kind of a group hire, or will it still be Mike Brown's show? If you remember, Mike Brown in a couple of interviews in recent years, he kind of said he's handed off the keys to a bunch of people, including Lewis, including Katie Blackburn, including Duke Tobin. And he's kind of sat back and, yeah, he's had some say, but he's let them take control. Well, now Marvin's out of the building. Duke Tobin, a guy who's been lauded for his drafts recently, is now sitting and we're looking at some high picks that have not panned out for the team. So, you know, I'm curious to – I think that this will be a Mike Brown hire. I think that he's going to kind of assert more power, and that's a little bit what I'm afraid of with this move from Marvin, I think. And I think that's really the only fear is not only – I guess – there's the fear of the unknown and potentially hiring someone that, you know, could bring the Bengals back into obscurity. But there's also the issue of the Bengals potentially Mike Brown kind of reasserting control and making decisions that are not beneficial to the team. So I think that might be where we're headed. I don't know. I mean, obviously he's getting up there in age and he might just say, you know, I'm still going to make some decisions, but you guys take control. And maybe he hires someone he trusts, like he trusts Lewis, you know, whether it's a retread or whatever, you know, maybe that's where he goes. But for now, I think this is going to be a Mike Brown hire. This is probably going to be, I hate to say it this way, this might be the last coach he hires for this team. So I think he's going to want to have a say, a big say in what the Bengals do and who they hire. This is probably going to be a lengthy process. Some names that I think you can expect to be kicked around in the rumor mill and or, you know, potentially interviewed. I think Vance Joseph will be in there. I think also Hugh Jackson will be in there. I think, you know, those are guys that'll get looks. I don't know. You know, there's some other guys out there that whose names might be floating around. We'll see. But those are two guys. I think, you know, you can potentially think about Bruce Arians, Mike McCarthy as retread guys that might be willing to come this way. Heck, I mean, even Greg Williams had a nice run as the interim coach with the Browns. Maybe he's a guy they think about, especially a defensive-minded guy to help build up that defense. We'll see. But those are some names, at least for the time being, that should be kicked around. I think also Eric Bieniemy is a guy, you know, former Bengals guy, a guy that played for the team, knows the organization. Probably Mike Brown has a level of trust, even though he hasn't worked with him for at the coaching level, really, but also hasn't worked with him since he was a player, but obviously trusted him enough to be a play, you know, to be on his team. So that might be something that holds some weight with Mike Brown and the Bengals. There's some stuff here. You know, some people are maybe thinking about Mike Zimmer. It sounds like Mike Zimmer will not be fired by Minnesota. And I don't think he should, personally. I think he deserves a little more run there. But that's a name that I think a lot of Bengals fans would like to see back. I think the only way that it would have made sense for Lewis to come back to the Bengals is if he kind of built that all-star assistant coach staff and went back there, but and went back that way. But we'll see. I think that this is probably something that is going to, like I said, take some time. And there's not a rush. I mean, I guess they probably want to get a coach in here, obviously, before, you know, the major scouting stuff happens in, you know, late January, mid late January. I mean, there's the NFLPA Bowl is usually in middle to maybe late January. Then you've got the Senior Bowl and you've got, you know, the combine and all that stuff that come up in the first couple of months of the year. So I think the Bengals probably within the next couple of weeks want to have their guy in place, build a staff and move forward through the scouting process that way. But the other thing too, to note is that there's going to be some stuff here. There are still some organizational issues with the team, and Marvin Lewis helped, you know, modernize, I guess, the Bengals a little bit, but it's going to be interesting to see if Mike Brown continues that slow moving forward. I mean, even if it is slow moving, it is progress. So it's going to be interesting to see if he actually continues that to modernize the team. It's going to be interesting to see if whoever the new head coach is, if they will have a say in a indoor practice facility and more scouts, who their staff is, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be very interesting to see exactly what happens there. But I think that there's probably going to be some level of that. But at this point, you know, I don't know if that's going to be the case or not. We'll see. We're going to get out of here in just a minute. Talking about the Bengals firing Marvin Lewis, there's a lot to digest here. Underperforming players must be worried at this point. Finally, says Sean Blankenship. Yeah, I think that's the other thing I just want to address real quick before we get out of here is and yes, that's my son. He's celebrating the Marvin Lewis the Marvin Lewis firing as well. But that's the other thing to talk about is, you know, there are a lot of veterans on this roster that might be a little uneasy about their future with this club. I think Dre Kirkpatrick should be a guy that might be worried. Vontaze Burfict is another guy who should be worried about his future with the team. And believe it or not, I think Andy Dalton is a guy who should be worried about the future with this team as well, because usually with a new head coach comes a new quarterback. And, you know, the Bengals have had a couple of quote-unquote new quarterbacks when they drafted Palmer and they drafted Andy Dalton. But, I mean, they haven't had the coaching turnover, but at that point, they needed quarterbacks. They don't necessarily need a quarterback at this point, at least they need at least a backup. But a lot of people think that it's time to turn the page on the Dalton era as well as the Lewis era, and that can coincide. That could coincide with Lewis leaving Cincinnati is Dalton leaving Cincinnati or Dalton being given a really short leash. The Bengals have the 11th overall pick this year. Who knows if they want to move up for a guy like a Dwayne Haskins or if Kyler Murray ends up, you know, deciding to play football, if they want to go that route, you know, who knows what's going to happen there. I mean, they could do that, you know, have that guy waiting in the wings behind Dalton and give Dalton a short leash under a new head coach. We'll see. There are other holes on this roster that need to be heavily addressed, though. Linebacker, I think, wide receiver depth. You know, the starting guys are pretty good, but behind them is something to be noted. Obviously, offensive line, there's still some issues on the right side of that offensive line that need to be sorted out. So, you know, do you want to say take that top pick and say, okay, well, we're going to go for a quarterback, which isn't a full luxury pick, but is a luxury pick of sorts, and forego a linebacker, forego an offensive lineman, that sort of thing. I don't know. That's gonna depend on the mindset of a head coach. There are some other names floating out there aside from Hugh Jackson, Vance Joseph, Eric Bieniemy, some guys at the college ranks. You know, I mentioned Mike McCarthy. I mentioned you know, Bruce Arians potentially. There's also Adam Gase. He's a guy that you know, could be his name's floating around a little bit. There's some other guys out there, and who knows? Maybe there may be some lateral moves in terms of a coordinator leaving one team and coming to the Bengals. We'll see. This is the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast. Appreciate you tuning in live. We wanted to talk about the Bengals letting go of Marvin Lewis. Big news. And this is a big turning point in the franchise. You know, this we will look at this point in time and say that was the best thing this team could have done, or that was not the right decision. Because what could happen is, instead of finding someone who is a Marvin Lewis or potentially even better than Marvin Lewis, we could be sitting here saying, oh, well, who's going to be the, you know, 2 years from now, who's going to be head coach now, which is exactly what happened in the 1990s. And I don't think anybody surrounding the Bengals team wants that to happen. So this is a very pivotal moment. They have to be very careful who they choose. They have to be very selective in who they choose. And they also, you know, need to be patient, and they also need to, like I said, start changing some organizational practices, be a little bit more proactive in outside free agency, you know, beef up the scouting department, make sure that if they are going to, you know, really heavily rely on the draft, that they can't miss as frequently as they've missed on some of these round 1, 2, and 3 picks of late. They need to start hitting on more of those. And otherwise, they're just setting up another coach to fail. So a lot to talk about. We'll talk about this more on Wednesday's episode of the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast. If you're new to this show, we appreciate you tuning in. We usually record on Wednesday nights. It's usually in the middle of the week, but it's usually on Wednesday evenings. So join us live. Otherwise, you can get the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Art19. It's all on our YouTube channel as well. And then we also stream a lot of stuff on CincyJungle.com. So keep it to our show on our channels. Keep it to CincyJungle.com for all the news, opinions, analysis, breaking news, all that stuff. Appreciate that. Have a great New Year's. Be very safe on New Year's Eve, and don't drink and drive, all that good stuff. Be safe, be good to each other, and a lot of interesting stuff ahead for the Cincinnati Bengals in 2019, and we'll keep you updated on all of it. I'm Anthony Cazenza. We'll see you next time. Happy New Year.
I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.